Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Chris, Lauren, and Sharpie. Welcome,
Hello.
Guys.
Hi.
Howdy, Lisa.
We have another show with no Steve, Phil in Paris.
But he's that's just okay. Totally abandoned ship.
He has.
When he's over there, is he like those American people that speak with a French accent? Have you ever encountered that?
Ha, 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 ha.
Like you're walking around and like your friend who you're walking with will speak to a French person in English, but they'll speak with a French accent. I swear to God, I've had friends who would do that. They would be like, can I get some coffee? And you're like, why are you speaking that way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe it was just me hanging out with weirdos.
All right, so how long before that tangent went into play?
It was about 30 seconds.
No less than 30 seconds.
Right off there.
Yep.
Okay. Bonjour.
All right. Well,
the tangential off ramp.
On today's show, we're going to be talking about how to beat the heat down in Disney World, Orlando, Florida. It's not an easy task. But we'll have some
sure
tips
it
and hints.
Is.
Well, yeah, but you can't avoid it altogether. So, Lauren, what is your first tip?
Go in November.
Okay, I like
beat
that.
The heat by going in November.
November to like March.
She's right. You still have warm days, but it's not crazy miserable heat.
Soaked.
No.
Now, truthfully, my best thing I tell people when it's really hot is take that break in the middle of the day. You know, get to the park early, get a lot done early in the morning when all the masses are coming in. Exit the park, go back to the hotel, swim, relax, unwind, and then go back a little later.
Yeah. So what time would you say is good to be away from the park?
Between 1 and 4.
I was just going to say that. Those exact hours.
Yeah. And you also stand the best chance of missing the ever-present Floridian thunderstorm.
Yes.
During that time.
Yep.
As our Keys to the Kingdom tour a few years ago definitely pointed out to us, Disney takes safety very seriously by placing lightning rods all over the entire resort.
Yes, and we
awesome.
Can tell you where all of those lightning rods
we
are now.
We can point out every single lightning rod.
Ridiculously focused on the lightning rods.
She loved those lightning rods.
She loved us.
Number one key, safety.
I have to be honest, it did ruin Disney magic for me because I can't go into that park now without seeing the lightning rods.
I have to admit, I think the same thing. It didn't ruin, it ruined nothing for me, of course.
Well,
but
yeah.
I mean, you know, I think about it when I see one, I think of her and her little haircut and her little proper outfit that she had on. She was sweet.
She was quite the tour guide.
We had a field trip to Turner Field in Atlanta. And tangent. I'm allowed. Hey, this is a tangent on a tangent.
Oh, good.
Because they had, we're at the top, and they had all the lightning rods, and I thought of her.
Did you? Oh, that's
look,
fine.
Amber, lightning rods.
Lightning rods.
Did you ruin the magic for Amber?
Yes, completely.
The greater Orlando area has the most thunderstorms of any location in the U.S. Per year, average number of days per year, about 100 that they have thunderstorms. So it is definitely something to take into consider. I highly recommend checking out the weather every morning. Download a really good trusted weather app. Check it out around noon. See when the clouds are going to roll in, because in the summertime it really does rain almost every single day. It's not extended period of rain, but it can just be a short kind of cloud burst, but it is definitely enough to drench you.
Well, and I feel like the way Florida can survive is if it rains every day.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, honestly, like it is so stinking hot down there.
Yep.
That it's almost like, and you actually, once it rains, you see the steam coming off the ground.
Yep,
like, it's amazing to me.
So hot.
Yeah. So, it disappears pretty quickly.
To me, even if it's not supposed to rain, I feel like you should always come with your rain gear, like your umbrella or your poncho, because I don't care if it says it's not going to rain, it's going to rain.
Yeah, because they pop up out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
So plan for that. That's not just a way to beat the heat, but also a way to beat the storm that's almost inevitable.
Okay. I'm going to jump in with the next one. Where am I going? What was I going to say? Okay. Take advantage of the AC. There's AC everywhere. Yeah. And it can be a show, so you can go catch a nice, long, air-conditioned attraction with Carousel Progress or the PhilharMagic. You can Bugs Life. Epcot has tons of indoor pavilions. So there's a lot of places that you can go. But you can also, and that'll give you a good 20-minute cool-off, and then that gives your body a rest. It's nice. But you can also get a little quick fix by walking through stores. Because most stores have multiple doorways, especially when you're going down Main Street. You start in one store, and they all connect. You keep going. Yep. And
Hollywood Studios, too.
Yeah. And there you go. You're cool. During that little
I do that walk. In the rain too.
Oh, absolutely. Or during parades. It's a great great way to avoid parade crowds is go through the shops.
Yeah, on both sides of Main Street, a lot of places in Hollywood Studios, you've got connecting shops. So just go through them. You don't have to buy anything, just walk through.
And I know I've said this on the show before, but if you buy a poncho at Disney, you're going to pay, I think it's around like
$14.95.
No. Yeah, the, like
isn't
the really
like 12?
I thought they were up to 14. Anyway, you're going to pay more than $10 for a poncho, but if it rips during your stay, they will exchange it if you have your receipt. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, and they do rip, unfortunately.
Really easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you pop like those I've buttons.
I've had my kids put them on and rip them putting on. So, but so that just might be my children.
Keep your seat. You can trade it in for a good one.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. It's shocking how much you're actually going to need that poncho, and you're going to be very sorry if it's the snaps aren't connected or you've got a big tear in it. Agreed.
Lots of rain, lots of heavy rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris Wood, what do you have?
Okay, so first of all, I never get hot. So this is sort of like not my, am I not? I'm like always like, where's my sweater? Anyway, but I always say that, you know, one way I don't get hot is I always wear a dress. Like if you wear a dress in the park, and obviously Sharpie, I don't see you in a dress, but.
I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen.
I'd pay money to see Sharpie in a dress.
When you said, I'm sorry, did you mean like S-A-R-I?
Not with hips like you.
Oh, we could find you something. You know what? There's a great dress for every body type.
Not mine.
So anyway, I like a lot of dresses. And you know what I like? I like that wicking material. Like a lot of like companies like Patagonia and Title IX. And those kind of like athletic companies, they make cute little summery dresses, and they are so easy to wear in the park. You will be so much cooler in a dress than in anything else. You just have to watch getting in and out of rides, especially if you're tall. If you know what I mean.
Sharpie?
I think you do.
Yeah.
I had a couple.
But I would also say anybody wear those wicking shirts. A lot of people always wear like tank tops and stuff, but you know what, if the sun is on you, you're going to get more hot. A lot of people will tell you to stay cooler, wear a long sleeve shirt made out of wicking material, like moisture wicking material, like the people run in, and I can vouch that actually keeps you cooler.
I was going to say the same thing, wearing a lightweight long sleeve shirt to cover your skin from the sun, but not so much that you're going to be sweating it. You need that wicking.
A tank top girl in the parks.
People get so ridiculously sunburned during the summer. And you see them walking around and they look so incredibly uncomfortable.
Miserable.
So,
Well, they think it's fun for the first day. They're like, oh, look how burnt I got. And then the next
it's
day.
Like, oh, look
when
how
they go to roll
they can't
over
move.
On the kind of crinkly sheets that Disney provides.
Oh gosh,
they will regret the sunburn because it really does feel like you laid down in a sandbox and you are turning mm-hmm. over.
Yeah,
the sheets at Disney. Come on, let's get some fabric softener, folks.
You see a lot of people where, you know, they have forgotten their sunburn or sunblock. So like the back of their neck is like bright red. That's not going to be
comfortable.
Forget
that one spot.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just, for the ladies, I think a nice summery dress is actually going to just make you a lot cooler than you think. Give it a try.
I think another good thing, and Chris, you're a fan of this, Chris Wood, floppy hats, any kind of hat. Keep the sun off your face, off the back of your neck.
Off your ears.
Yeah, I think that's a good move.
It's very important to remember that your ears and your nose are very susceptible to a lot of heavy damage from the sun because they are thin. I didn't know that. Yeah, you can burn your nose. Like the tops of your ears are especially susceptible. That's why you see a lot of folks having to have little tumors and things like that removed from their nose and from their ears, especially later in life due to prolonged exposure. So take care of your skin.
I had a couple more. Does anyone have anything before I go throwing these all out?
I'm done.
I'm going to mention one for Steve. Take more than one pair of shoes.
Yes.
Those daily thunderstorms, if you are not careful, you will soak your shoes. And there's nothing, I really think there's nothing more miserable than walking in soaking wet shoes through a theme park.
He's done that twice.
I know. Come on, Steve.
Because like we went down for an AEP and it was like a beautiful day. And then all of a sudden the skies opened up. And so the next day he had nothing to wear. He had to wear his dress shoes and shorts. And then Lisa had to go buy him some shoes another time which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing we know where Walmart is.
Yes. I think, no, we went to Target. We all went together, I remember.
Oh, of course you remember.
It was magical, Lisa. Come on. So.
Okay. All right, I was going to say the obvious. Make sure you have the sunscreen and bring fans, whether they're handheld or the little battery-powered ones, and spritzers.
Mm-hmm.
Like white wine spritzers?
Yeah.
I want it noted that Chris Wood said that.
I was going to say, Lauren?
I don't like
it's gone on
wine.
The record, Lauren. You're safe.
Yes.
Okay. But cooling yourself off with a little spritz and a fan. Holy cow, it does wonders.
And there are really cool spray bottles. I know we've bought them on Amazon before, but it's like a hand pump that you pressurize the chamber, and then you just press a button and it depressure. It's almost kind of the same principle as a super soaker, except it's just a really fine mist. And that it's very refreshing in that very heavy direct sunlight. So it's a good thing to keep in mind.
And here's what might, the guy we were just talking about in the news show who ended up stealing the golf cart and driving into Seven Seas or into Bay Lake. Maybe that's all he was trying to do, Sharpie, was cool himself off.
Maybe he was just frantically so hot. Yep.
It's so hot. I can't even stand it.
I have to crash through this golf cart, steal it, and then go wreck it into the dock. I've got to get away from all this.
Well, you can bet he wasn't hot anymore.
Maybe he overpaid for a balloon or something, and he was just totally
that poor guy
devastated.
And we're back to that tangent.
We're back.
Sorry, folks.
So back on topic. One that I will definitely suggest is stay hydrated. If you are not a person who spends a lot of time out in the sun, be very careful. Florida is very humid. So you while you realize that like your clothes are sweaty, you don't realize how much water your body loses throughout the course of a day in that level of heat and humidity. So stay hydrated. I highly recommend the powdered Gatorade packets, like for a single bottle of water, just to keep your electrolyte balance. I've been at Disney and kind of got my electrolytes kind of out of balance during a trip, and it's not fun. It's so stay hydrated, keep an eye on your electrolytes, because another thing too, on a very medical note, do not drink an entire bottle of water at once, because that's one of the worst ways that you can flush your system of electrolytes. So Sharpie, just yep.
What if Lauren has 3 margaritas and then spends her time walking around the World Showcase? Is that a bad idea?
She could very easily hit the pavement by the time she gets to Canada.
So. Oh, that's just a sad image.
It is. Yeah. Don't be that person that requires the Disney emergency medical services.
So I need
services.
To drink my margarita a little slower so that my
Correct.
Electrolytes stay up. Okay,
and
I can
toss
do that.
Some water in afterward.
Well, and so, we joke, but alcohol is a big factor in people getting
alcohol
hydrated.
And coffee both are big factors.
Yeah.
So back on topic for once, and returning to water bottles, freezing your water bottles if you have a fridge in your room the night before gives you cold water and something really cold to kind of put on your face or wherever you are comfortable putting your water bottle.
Oh boy, here comes the snorting.
When it comes to Disney in summer, desperate times call for desperate measures.
I'm not even going to tell you where I'm imagining the water bottles going.
People lose all their decorum when it gets really hot. The things they wear and the things they do when they get hot at Disney World, it's not good.
Right.
Yeah, well, and here's the other thing. Wait, I do have one piece of advice. Please don't stand on top of the person in line when you're hot and sweaty.
There's nothing.
Yes.
It is disgusting.
Give
the air room to move.
You're just walking along innocently, and all of a sudden,
you're accosted.
They just rub up against you, and you're like, I think I need to go back to the room and shower.
Or maybe they just got out of the shower.
I need like a baby wipe something.
That's more intimate that really I want to get with this person, you know?
Yeah. I just hate when everybody's all sweaty and you can smell them and they get really close to you in line. And I'm just like, boundaries.
Do you know what? One
distance, please.
Because I'm very short and Bob, who used to be on the show, I'm sure everyone remembers him, is very tall. I remember spending a great deal of time on a Disney bus with my face very close to Bob's armpit. It was not stinky, but I was thinking this could potentially be a bad ride back to the resort.
A very long one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to jump in before anyone else says anything. Don't do it. And I'm going to wrap up the show. I would like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. And if you like our shows, go over to iTunes or, again, to mousechat.net and download our shows there. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.